All right. Last week we began the discussion of Yom HaTzmaut, and we focused on the question of whether you can add, at this point in history, a new holiday to the calendar. That's what we focused on, and we brought down opinions both ways. And it's very interesting that a lot of people here, so I think it's fair to say that if not 100%, very close to it, of 100% of the people here support the idea of Yom HaTzmaut. So in order to avoid the issue of saying that this is a new holiday on the calendar, a lot of people were arguing, well, what makes it a holiday? Right? What do you do? At the end of the day, you know, it's not that there's an Isra Malacha, it's not like you can't drive on Yom HaTzmaut. And when they said you can't make a holiday, so the question came up, well, what about Hallel? Does Hallel in somehow or another make it more problematic because it becomes more of a holiday? So keep that in mind. But today I want to focus on a little bit of a different but very related issue, and that is, can you institute Hallel nowadays for anything that happens? We start with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, a well-known Gemara. The Gemara begins by quoting the Pasuk in Yeshaya that says, L'marbe ha-misra lo sholem ein keitz. Now, L'marbe ha-misra, you can't tell it on the sheet, but if you open up a nach, the word marba is very, very different. Marba, in this case, is the only time in the entire Tanakh where there's a mem sofit, not at the end of a word. The mem in marba is closed, like we're used to seeing at the end of the world. So the Gemara wants to know, what happened there? Amar Rav Tanchum Dorish Bar Kapara B'tzipuri B'neima Kol Mem Shebe Emtza Teva Pasuach B'zeh Sosum. Why every other time in the Tanakh, when you have a mem in the middle of the word, it's not sealed, it's open on the bottom, but this one is closed? Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasos Chizkiyahu Mashiach V'Sancheirav Gogu Magog. Reminder what happened in Tanakh. Chizkiyahu was the Melech of Yehuda. Sancheirav had just come down and wiped out the 10 tribes, and now he was heading towards the southern kingdom, the kingdom of Yehuda, to wipe it out. And the question is, what do we do? Do we surrender? Do we fight? There's a siege going on. There's over 100,000 soldiers beyond the gates of Yerushalayim. In fact, they had just overtaken the second largest city, the city of Lachish. And now Sancheirav looks like he's going to put him away. Yeshayahu HaNavi comes around and says, don't worry, God will take care. And in fact, that night, miraculously, all of the soldiers practically die. Over 100,000 soldiers drop dead. And there's a great Yeshua. We have a tradition that the Mashiach will come at the time of a great war, the war of Gog and Magog. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Navi says, wanted that to be Gog and Magog. Let that be the great war. Let Chizkiyah, the great leader, be the Mashiach. And let that usher in the Messianic era. Thousands of years ago, we could have been done with this. What happened? Why not?
What would the Lubavitch of Hasidim
do? Ah, exactly. No. So Amra midas adin lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam, umad David HaMelech she'amar kama shiros v'sishbachos lefanecho, lo asahu Mashiach, Chizkiyah she'asisro kol anisro olam v'amar shiro lefanecho, taseh Mashiach?
Who is this midas adin who made the time?
Who invited him to the party?
Who is he?
I think what would be a better question. I cannot answer that. But the midas adin, judgment, came forward and said, David HaMelech wrote the entire book of Tehillim, and he didn't get to be the Mashiach. And this Chizkiyah, who had every reason in the world to praise God, didn't do it. Therefore, Lekach Nistem Nistatim. With that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, fine, forget about it. We see from here clearly that if someone is supposed to sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you are meant to praise God, and you don't, that has very negative effects. So one can make a very strong argument that that's exactly what's going on here. Right? The establishment of the State of Israel has the potential to be the beginning of the Messianic era. We hope that it is. And as such, if we stop short, if we don't praise Hashem for it, it'll undermine the entire plan.
Wait, these are individual people.
same.
Okay, so you're saying that what? The Ben Gurion should sing Shira? That Bibi should sing it, should say Halal on Yom Ha'atzmaut? Okay, so you're making the argument based on this that yes, Hallel should be said, but only by the leader.
Why?
Well, this isn't Esbel Elokim.
Well, we could dig up the point.
And that wasn't Esbel. That was Yad. I think we say in the Haggadah, actually. Okay, so therefore, obviously, there is potential import. We can bicker about points later, but there is potential import to saying Halal on Yom Ha'atzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim, etc. However, one could make the strong argument that this is not exactly our case, because what are we talking about here? We're talking about at the time of the miracle. The argument wasn't that on the night that the miracle happened or the next day. And that day, in perpetuity, every year they didn't say Hallel. At that point, right? What we're talking about is that Chizkiyahu Melech, when it happened, or the equivalent here would be in 1948 or 1967, right there and then, we should have said Hallel. But in 1968, 1969, and for the next 50 years, there's no indication here that Hallel keeps on being said.
The day
they got into Yerushalayim, it was not. The takana of the Rabbanut came the next year. I'll tell you something different. I could tell you that on the day that Chizkiyahu was saved, Hallel was said. Because what day was that? Vayihi b'chatzi ha'layla. We say that Haggadah. It was Pesach. So he in fact did say,
yeah.
Right?
I didn't determine which day to say Allah.
So we're going to. So here, we're these are all good questions. These are all good questions. Yes.
Didn't they say Allah in on addition for 2 years after that?
No. They said they raised the flag. It's very flat.
They still
on Yom Ha'atzmaut because Rav Kahaneman did it at the request of Ben Gurion. He didn't want to be different than everybody else, and they still do it today.
For the first two Yom Ha'atzmaut, you're saying? Your source? Okay. So maybe yes, maybe no. I wasn't there. I'll say that. There are some Gemaras that are very important to this. Let's start with the basic sources. We start with number 2. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Shir Shabbatorah, Moshe V'Yisrael, Amru B'Shav Shalom Min Hayam. When's the first time that we had Shira? That was Az Yashir, correct? V'Halol Zeh Mi Amra. But the Halol that we're saying, where does that come from? Nevi'im Shebeinehem Tiknu Lahem L'Yisrael. Shu Omrim Oso Al Kol Perak U'Perak V'Al Kol Tzara V'Tzara Shalot Tovol Aleihem. The Nevi'im made a takana that whenever there would be a tzara, whenever there would be a problem, etc., therefore, when you have the geula, when you are safe for it, you're supposed to say halal. Rashi explains, I'll call tzara, shalot tov aleihem, listen to my eyes, so who did not got komer. If God forbid we find ourselves in a bad situation and we're safe from it, then you say it because of that. What's an example? Kagon, Chanukah. Now, Rashi's comment, Kagon, Chanukah, is an important one.
It's not an accurate comment.
So it's my focus between Yossi and Rashi.
The Gemara says specifically, Lashana Acheres, they didn't say it at that time.
Ah, so his point is as follows. It's exactly what Rashi is saying. So I could have read the Gemara as saying what I said in the last Gemara, that when a miracle happens, in that year, you're supposed to do it.
That's not what happened historically.
Right. So what Rashi is saying means that no, that the Nevi'im were koveya, like they did in Chanukah, that if a miracle happens, you will continue. You will set a halal to be said going forward, right? So that would seem to be the equivalent of our case, right? We're talking about Yom Ha'atzmaut, Yom Yerushalayim. It was right. Yom take the Milchemes Hashachrur, or the Milchemes Sheshach Hayamim. Both of them, things looked really bad. We had a tremendous Yeshua in both cases. And therefore, it would seem, according to this Rashi, it would be appropriate for the Chachamim to be misakein, that they should establish that there will be a halal said on a yearly basis. That is what Rashi sounds like. The next Gemara is very important, and it's a little bit longer. If it wasn't necessary, I wouldn't give you the whole thing. This is a Gemara in Erechin. It's by and large repeated in Megillah as well. There are 18 days on the calendar when we say a complete halal. What are they? 8 days of Sukkot. 8 days of Chanukah. 8 days of Chanukah. That's how much? The Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach. The Yom Tov Harishon Shal Atzeres. And one day for Pesach, and one day for Shavuos. That's it. Those are the only whole halals. Ubegola esrim ve'echad. However, in Chutz La'aretz, you have 21. Why? Teish yimeyachag. You have Simchas Torah you add on at the end. And you're also going to add, of course, another day to Pesach and another day to Shavuos. So the first thing is, well, what's the difference between Sukkot and Pesach? What's the difference between Pesach and Sukkot? Why does one get the entirety and the other one gets the first day or days? The difference is the karbanos. Every day of Pesach, you eat the maftir. It's the same thing. It's the same one every single day. As opposed to Sukkot, when you're davening the Musaf, you got to look which day of Chol Hamoed it is. Everyone's different. So every day, a new Karban makes a new Kedushas Hayom, as opposed to Pesach, it's just a repeat. Okay, so if that's the case, he says, well, why not we say Halal on Shabbos? The Gemara wants to know. Shabbat Chaluka Karbasei Aleima. So why? Okay, so on Shabbos we have different Karbanos. Why don't we say it on Shabbos? Lo Ikri Moed. Nope. Shabbos is not called a holiday. So Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moed Leimit. So okay, so why on Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh we make a save, we bring special karbanos, and also it's called the Moed. So no Ikdash Messias Malacha. No, there's no Isser Malacha. The Ksiv Hashir Yerachem Kaler His Kadash Chag. Laga Mekudesh Lachag Ta'un Shira, Shein Mekudesh Lachag Ein Ta'un Shira. The rule is, if there's no Isser Malacha.
So what about Sukkot? No Isser Malacha during.
There is. There's heterim of Dover Ha'avad, but there is an Isser Malacha.
What about Chanukah?
Oh, that's a good question. You could have written the Gemara. We'll get to there in a second. Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha'kippurim de'ikra moed v'ikdash v'asiyas malacha leimu. So what about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Right? It has the Karbanos. It has an Isser Malacha. It's a moed. Why not? Amalhet efshar melch Yosef al kisei hadin v'sifrei achayim v'sifrei emesim pesuchim lefanav v'yisrael amim shir lefanai. Because in Yom Kippur you're supposed to be tzittering. You're not supposed to be singing. V'ha Chanukah. Hey, wait a second. So according to all these rules you made up, Chanukah should not have halal. V'ha Chanukah d'rohachi v'rohachi kamar. There are no karbanos on Chanukah. There's no Isser Malacha on Chanukah. So, for sure, you shouldn't be doing it on Chanukah. Mishum Nisa. No, that's different. If there's a miracle, then you do it. Purim, the Ika Nisa Lema. What about Purim? Why don't we say it on Purim? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lefishein Omer, Shiol Nesha, B'chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Yitzchak gives the first answer. He says, because it happened in Chutz La'aretz. Only Nisim and Eretz Yisrael get hollow. Maschal Rav Nachman, by Yitzchak, Vare Yitzchak Mitzrayim. The nation of Chutz La'aretz, who? Yitzias Mitzrayim happened. We left Egypt in Egypt. What? So yeah, but there's no nation. Va'amrin and Halo. Kiditay Ashro Nichtu La'aretz. Hukshul Karsos L'Mashira. Historically, there was no Kedushas La'aretz until we came in. So what happened before we came into Israel, it didn't have to be in Israel because there was no such thing as Israel at the time. Misha nichdusu aretz lo hokshu kol ratzos lo mashira. Rav Nachman Omer, kriyasa zu halira. Second answer. The first answer was because it was in chutz laretz. The second answer is no. We do say halal. What's the halal we say? The Megillah. The Megillah is the equivalent of halal. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu through reading the Megillah. So the answer is really, we do say halal. It just has different words. So, Rav Amar Bishlam HaHasim Halalu Avdei Hashem V'lo Avdei Paro. Hachlu Halalu Avdei Hashem V'lo Avdei Achashverosh. So he says, no, there's a different reason. Akasi Avadi Avdei Achashverosh Anan. He said, I give you a third reason why we don't say it. The third reason is what? At the end of the day, after the miracle of Hanukkah, who was in charge of Israel? Who was in charge of us? We were. After Purim, who was in charge of us? Still Achashverosh. So it was not a complete geula, and that's why you couldn't say it. So we have three reasons why we say the Hallel on Hanukkah, but not on Purim. Reason number one is because it happened in Chutz Aretz. Reason number two is because we're reading the Megillah. And reason number three, because it was not a complete geula. Or if Nachman Amar kriyasa zu harila, hatayim b'smirtas chul aretz lo hokshu kol ratzos lo mashira, kevin shegazru chazor heter in arishon. So he says that there's a problem with the argument about the fact that it was in Chutz Aretz. He said before we came into Israel and we didn't have Israel, so at that point a miracle outside of Israel got hallow. But at the time of Purim, we were in Galus. So in Galus, we also didn't have Israel. So the Gemara argues, according to that answer, we should have gone back to Chutz Aretz being like Eretz Israel. And with that, you should have said halal. So therefore, you see, that answer is not a very good answer. That's what the Gemara argues. So, three reasons. The bottom line is we say halal on Chanukah. That was added later on because of a miracle that happened. But we don't say it on Purim. That was a miracle that happened later on. But they either did add it, but they called it Megillah. They would have added it, but it was in Chutz Laretz. Or they did not add it because it was not a complete Geula. Now that's important to us. Because Yom HaTzmut, did it happen in Israel? Yes. Very much so. Do we say Hallel on Yom? Do we say Megillah on Yom HaTzmut? No. So according to that, again, so according to the first reason, we should be saying Hallel. According to the second reason, we should be saying Hallel because there's no Megillah that takes its place. According to the third reason, is it a complete Geula? So again, so Yom HaTzmut
more than Purim,
right? That's right. That's a tricky one. Baruch Hashem, we survived the Milchemes HaShichrur, but we survived without most of Yerushalayim. Right? We survived barely. I mean, it worked out.
Right? But we're no longer subjugated.
Right, right. So again, it's definitely a discussion we could have. Right? It's not a slam dunk.
No karbanos, right?
Right, so again, according to the rules of karbanos, etc., we are going to have, in order to say halal, it's going to have to go on the nais. It's going to have to be, because there was a miracle, that's why we're saying it. But if it's according, there was a miracle, so there was a miracle on Purim also. And Purim didn't make it. And the question is why? There's three potential answers. And of the three, two of them we definitely satisfy, I would think. The third one is questionable. The Meiri discusses which of the three answers we accept. He asked the following very interesting question. I remember, Pearl Berger, the former dean of libraries at Yeshiva University, was sent to Vilna once to work on the library there. Probably remember this. And she ended up being there for Purim. So the question is, there is no minyan in Vilna, right? So what happened was that her husband, Dean Berger, Dean David Berger, gave her a Megillah, very progressive, and said, learn how to read it. You got a few months, you're going to be reading for yourself. What if she didn't learn on time? What if she didn't know how to do it? Let's say a person finds himself without a Megillah on Purim. Should that person say Hallel?
According to the answer, the Megillah replaced it, yes.
Oh, so if you tell me that Megillah replaced Hallel, I don't have a replacement. I should say Hallel on Purim in lieu of it. If you tell me that, no, it wasn't a replacement, they were never masaking it, they never established it, because either it was in Chutz La'aretz, or because there wasn't a complete Geula, so the fact that I'm not saying Megillah doesn't make a difference. That's the question that the Meiri asks. So this is important, because the Meiri is now going to tell us, he's going to have to pick which answer he likes. Dovri Yaduhu She'ein Omrim Hallel B'Purim. Everybody knows you don't say Hallel on Purim. But why not? That's a good question. One of the answers is because the Megillah takes the place of the Hallel. I would think, he says, that if you don't have Megillah, according to that answer, you got to say Hallel, because the replacement's not there. Mikol makom tam acher ne'amar ba b'gemara. But there are other answers as well. V'hu b'nei she'adayin avdei achashveiros hoyu, v'lo yotzu me'avdes l'cheiros. They weren't completely free. V'ein roshan avdei Hashem nofel elo b'nei she'ef shalom elo avdei Hashem. You can't say Hallel avdei Hashem. We, the avadim, the slaves of God, they weren't the slaves of God. They were the servants of Achashverosh still. Could go Neshal Mitzrayim, Avde Hashem, or Avde Paro, Avo. Bezo, Adayin, Avde Achashverosh, Hoyu, Atamze, Av Misha, Ein Biyodo, Megillah, Eino Karesa Halo. Verisho Nira Yosa. He said, but I think the other answer is right. So he turned around and he says, of the three answers, I like the one best that says what? The reason we don't say the Megillah is because we don't say Hallel is because we say the Megillah instead. And therefore, the Meiri Paskins, if someone finds himself without a Megillah, you're supposed to say Hallel on that Purim? Half Hallel or whole Hallel?
Well, the whole discussion is whole Hallel.
Whole Hallel, right. Because you got to say the whole thing if you don't have it, because that's the right answer. Now, according to that, if I accept the Meiri and I say I have to say Hallel on Purim if I don't have a Megillah, would I say Hallel on Yom HaTzmaut? Yes. Because the whole reason I wouldn't is if there's a Megillah in place. There's no Megillah. I have a nace, right? There's no Megillah. So it's like Hanukkah. It's like Purim. It's like Purim without the Megillah.
I don't understand one thing. These two concepts are very different. To read a Megillah, granted, it tells the storyline and shows Hashem's great doing. But it's a very different type of praise than what we do in Hallel.
So you're arguing on the Gemara? Let me just understand this.
No. It's a storyline versus...
I think it's the greatest praise. You know the whole story. That's what.
By any of the other
Yom Tov. No. Mm-hmm. Again, what other Yom Tov are we talking about?
Well, any of the Derais.
What Megillah are we going
to
have?
We just went through all of them. As to why you say for some and why you don't say for
right. Them. The only one that you can make an argument is the other Derabbanan. That would be Hanukkah. Right. Why is there no Megillah's Hanukkah? Right? So you got a menorah. No, listen, you can't have it all.
If the Megillah is designed to praise God, it seems rather strange that the whole Megillah would not mention God.
But it does work, doesn't it? Huh? I mean, it does get the message across. You got to get... You know, you might not have written it that way, but Esther thought it was a good idea, and it really worked out well for her in the end, I think. Okay.
On the flip side of things,
yeah?
Pesach night, you say Zibur Yitzchak Mitzrayim, which is equivalent of Megillah, and they say Hallel also. So there's a situation where Megillah is not substitute for Hallel.
A sequel
of some sort.
Right, but the Hallel you're talking about is not the Hallel we're talking about during davening. clearly the Hallel of the Haggadah is different than other Hallels.
In fact, that's why I said, when this is where they see Hallel after one for that.
So. But Gemara earlier talks about the Hallel on Nes of the Time. Is that really referring to the Hallel of the Seder night? That's when the Nes of the Time was. I mean,
I assume the Hallel of the Nes Mitzrayim they're talking about is Az Yashir.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So this is the Meiri. According to the Meiri, it seems to be pretty clear that Yom Ha'atzmaut would follow the pattern that would get the Hallel. The problem is not everyone agrees with the Meiri. Look at the Chida in his Birkei Yosef in number 6. Says Ein Karin Bo Halal Haram Iri Pasco Reish Daf Tesvav Kosev Da Tam Kriyasa Zu Halila Im Ein Lo Megillah Yomer Halal Vatam Akati Avdi Da Chashveros Av She Ein Lo Megillah Lo Yomer Halal Varisha Nira Yoser Ad Kan Devarav. He quotes the Meiri. Umistimas Divrei Apostkim Masher De Ein Bo Halal Lo Olam. Said this is a minority opinion. Everybody disagrees with the Meiri. Why? But time of the Rava who the Amar Akati Avdi, the person who said the opinion of Akati Avdi is Rava. We follow the opinion of Rava. Rava is the one who says, what's the reason? Because Akati Avdi, that it's not a complete Geula, that's why not. So the fact I don't have Megillah doesn't make a difference. So the Birkei Yosef says the reason that no one follows this Meiri is because the Meiri is passing like the wrong opinion. He said, this is the way the Rif, the Rosh, this is the way all the major posts can follow. Now, according to this, if you're not going to follow the Meiri, then this is far from clear. Because we will only say a Hallel on a complete Geula. And this is not necessarily a complete geula, right? This is why we still fast on Shavuos and B'Tammuz. Because, you know, this is why we still say Nachem on Tisha B'Av, because we're not there yet. We might be closer than we've been in a few millennia, but we're not quite there yet. In the footnotes to the Birkei Yosef, he quotes the Shiurei Brach, was also written by the Chidah. Amad Rabbeinu Alkein Shaharambam about Chalachas Gadol Chol Noktu Ketayma Derava. He says, he points out that the Rambam and the Bahag don't follow the opinion of Rava. Ela Ketam Moshe Rav Nachman Shkriyasa Zulihilila. That he pointed out that the Rif and the Rush might say Rava's right, but the Rambam doesn't. Tam is Zemishin Mistava Tam Etvei, because they think that the idea of the Megillah being the equivalent makes more sense. So he says, what am I going to do? Now I'm stuck. The Meiri and the Rambam say one way, so what do you do?
Say
Hallel without a bracha. That's what you should do. So if you find yourself without a Megillah, so hedge your bets. Say the Hallel, but don't make a bracha on it. So there you go. So that right now, even in the case, which may very well be the equivalent, the person who does not have the Megillah on Purim says Hallel without a bracha. Why? Because we're not sure why Purim didn't get it. And that may very well trickle down to Yom Ha'atzmaut. The Prima Gadim also takes an opinion on this. And says, B'gumar yish gimel tamim, b'beis Yosef hishmet tam di'yefsha halal ala neish shebechutz laretz. Ve'evi beis tamim. So the Beis Yosef doesn't even quote the chutz laretz idea, he quotes the other two. V'amogin avram hishmet rav nachman, the rava basra. And the mogin avram leaves out that, and he only gives the answer of the rava, rava being the answer that akati avde, that we're still not totally free. V'nachman v'inach v'hechash te'ein megillah, o tesba v'shavis. He gives another good one. This is probably more practical. Purim Meshulash. A 3-day Purim. How does that happen? So Purim cannot fall out on Shabbos in Chutz Laretz. However, because if Purim fell out on Shabbos, then Pesach would fall out on Monday, and that's not allowed to happen. Lo bedu Pesach. However, what could happen is that Purim could be on a Friday, and if a Purim is on a Friday, then in Yerushalayim it's going to be on
Shabbos.
So what do you do if it falls out on Shabbos? Right? 3-day Pesach. 3-day Purim. I like that. On Shabbos itself, you say Al Nisim. But the Megillah gets pushed up. And the Suda arguably gets, Suda's a Shaila, right? And Shalach Manos gets pushed off until Sunday. You end up with 3 days of Purim. So, now let me ask you this question. So Tes Vav is actually Purim. Yes? If you're in Yerushalayim. Shushan Purim is the day of Purim. And you're not going to read the Megillah. Do you say Hallel on that Shabbos? So the argument that he's making, what?
You read the Megillah the day before.
But it wasn't.
You shouldn't read it that
day. Right, but that wasn't Purim. I was forced into doing it on the wrong day. Right, but... So the argument that the Prima Gadda makes is if the Meiri would be right, I should read Hallel on Purim in a Purim Meshulash case. Which we don't do.
That would be very confusing for the people. One year.
Yeah.
One year.
Well, I mean, the whole thing's confusing enough as is. What? Yes, I would. And Matanos Levionim. What? I'm going to read Megillah anyhow. Then I'm not going to skip Megillah this year.
What do they do on Sunday? Just Suda?
They do. Shalach Manos and Suda is what they do.
You can make the argument that that wouldn't necessarily be the case, because this is not the only case where you wouldn't be reading Megillah on the day that's Purim, and the Mishnah talks about days that read Megillah before they actually have Purim. It's the first. So, but
right.
It may just be that.
Right. So again, your point is, let's say I'm living.
But my point is, it may just be that once you read Megillah within that time frame. You've said the Hallel for the day, so you'll say that.
On the other hand, it's possible as well. If I lived in a small town and I read on Yud Aleph, I read my right. It could be that on Yud Dalet in my small town, I say Hallel.
But it could also be that you'll say the mitzvah of saying Hallel, which would be Mekayim with Megillah on Yud Aleph for that year. I mean, there's no reason to think that you need to say anything.
Right. You could think that. On the other hand, you could also think that today is the day. Right, so that's the reason that. So again, this is a machokas. Which of the three reasons we follow, and depending on which of the three reasons. Now again, this isn't a slam dunk the other way either. Just because we in fact are saying that it's the third answer, we could say, well, Israel's a free country now. Right, we're not avdei anybody. So the question is, what do you mean that they're adai and avdei? Does that mean there's not a complete geula? Or does it mean that there's no independence? So I'm leaving that out there. But again, if that's not the reason, you don't even have to discuss this.
There was no complete geula at the time of the Hashmonaim either.
What?
They were ruling the country, but it was a short-term rule. And the Greek Empire was still there.
Right, again, but for that short time, though.
They were independent of the Greek Empire.
Right, that's exactly what they did. Right, so that's the question. How much does it have to be? The Chasam Sofer deals with this Meiri as well. The Chasam Sofer says, "Higiani davar beito beito beito." That's a little play. Matov, she's ora Rava Meiri wants to know the kriyas of Ilesle Megillah Kori Halal Bepurim, but Thomas Shalol Chashuv Al Poskim. So this guy writes a question. He says, I don't understand. The Meiri makes so much sense. How come I never see this anywhere? I'm sure there are people every year that don't have a Megillah on Purim. So why does anyone say this? You read Hallel. So the Chasam Sofer answers, Ibra harava Meira kosev shnir lo iker kir of Nachman bar Yitzchak mechuyv likra Hallel. V'nir li tamo bin Megillah she'as ben Rav Nachman yav ben Rava v'lohushu kol ratzos lo mashira m'shay m'shigalu chazu l'aksherem. So he said, it's interesting. He said, this question at the very end. Is it a question on Rava? Is it a question on both of them, etc.? So he reads the Gemara in a very interesting way. The idea that says that Mishar Golu Chazur Hechsherim, that it became like, that once it went into Golus, it became like Eretz Yisrael again, that doesn't work the same for everyone. Rav Nachman Yavre, Emes Kein Ha'u, Dim Ira Neis, Acher Chur Ben Bay Sheni, Bechutz La'aretz, Ve'anu Ein Lanu Bale Ruach HaKodesh Chesaki and Shir Chodosh, O Megillah Cheres, Al-Kachach Omar Ha'ar Ha'osu Ha'neis. So he says, according to Rav Nachman by Yitzhak, if there would be a miracle after the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, right? This is amazing that he's saying this right on. He said, and we can't write a Megillah because there's no Navi to write a Megillah. So what are we going to do? You have to say Hallel. So if Nachman bar Yitzchak would say, if a miracle happens at this time in history, you say Hallel. Masha en kim l'rava. Afa gav d'chazor ha'achsherin harishon. Haynu yafshir. So let's say again, the Israel's not a problem. Ava kevin d'chol anishim shenasu v'sheyasu terem ge'ula asida akati avde umas ha'olam anan. However, since any miracle that's going to happen prior to the Mashiach coming will not be a complete geula, e'ef shalom ashira, you cannot say halal. The halal roshayach da'akate avonim anachnu. V'megir e'ef shalom asakim beruach ha'kodesh. Now we can't add a halal and we can't add a mirah. V'im kein, ma'asha amar ha'rava, kevin shagaru chazur ha'ksherin, roi chaksar kamon. Nothing at this point can we do. Chasim Sofer lived many years before the Hakamas Medina. He was not talking about Yom HaAtzmaut, but he actually says it. He says that according to Rava, you cannot add a halal because Akati Avdei. Because it's not, so even if you're somehow going to have sovereignty, that's still not a complete geula.
Because if you don't vote like this, a whole other question arises. Forget about just Yom HaAtzmaut. What about all the others? The Six-Day War, the Yom Kippur. All these were big miracles.
Mm-hmm. So,
I would even argue further that, despite the fact that they got out of Mitzrayim, despite all those other things, until we have our ultimate base of Mikdash, can you really say nowadays you could say how according to
the Chasim Sofer, absolutely. Right? So the Chasim Sofer does not buy your argument. Which again, it's not to be all and end all, but he says that is the definition. So again, we're stuck here. We're stuck in this machlokes as to why we don't say halal on Purim, and depending on which answer you're going to say, likely will have an effect as to whether or not you're going to say halal on Yom HaAtzmaut. What?
Mashiach.
That's what he says.
So until
what he said. Those are his exact words. Until, from the time of the destruction to the second base mission, if you follow the opinion of Rava, then you cannot add any more halals. Bechida, in his Shuvas Chaim Shol, asks a very basic question. He wants to know as follows. So if you look at our Gemara, said Pesachim, Halozeh mi Amar Neviim shebeneim tiknu lahem li Yisrael shiu Omrim Oso al kol Perak uperak al kol Tzara v'Tzara shol Tova loyim gushenegal mi Omrim agul asam. That's the Gemara we did in Pesachim. Who kafirish that hayanir the shaper nolasakin lomer halol shkishenes lekal Yisrael beiram v'neviim yisham kein tiknu. He said there's a basic question here he wants to discuss. It says that where did Halo come from? The Nevi'im were Mesakin it. What does that mean? Does it mean that they were Mesakin it, that they were Mesakin on these 18 days we're going to say Halo? Or were they Mesakin that whenever you have a miracle, then you say Halo?
Isn't it that it has to be the second one? Because Hanukkah happened after
that. So, according to Rashi, it really sounds that way, right? The fact that Hanukkah was added sounds like there was an opening. And therefore, if you could add Hanukkah, and arguably you could have added Purim as well, were it not for some outside reason, it sounds like you could add that when they made this takana, they left the door open. The problem is the Rambam doesn't sound that way. If you look at the Rambam in number 11, Mohalo shel Chanukah belvadhu shemidivrei sofrim, ela kriyas hahalo lo'olam midivrei sofrim. All of the halels are derabbanan. B'chol ha'yom shegomer behem es halel. All 18 of them. B'shmona esrei yom b'shona mitzvah ligmor behem es halel. There are 18 days out. And these are them. Shmona shimei ha'chag v'shmona shimei Chanukah v'rishon shel Pesach v'yom ha'tzeres. Aval Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha'kippur ein behem halel fisha hein yimei tshuva v'yiru v'fachad. Now Shon Yom Kippur, got other reasons. V'lo yimei simcha yisev. V'lo tiknu halel b'purim shekriyas ha'megillah. So one is, you see that the Rambam clearly follows the opinion that the Meiri followed. That was the only reason he gave. But on the other hand, he never mentions a possibility of adding. At no point does he say, and in the event that there will ever be a Geula in their future, you can do it.
I have a hard time with all this, because Simchas Torah, the dance with the Seder, that's the Hall.
So, whoa! Well, you just made something up.
No, I agree. I'm not disagreeing that you don't say hello, but what I'm getting.
Someone will tell you do say hello.
Right, I don't disagree. Sure. What I'm trying to show is Sukkot, the main ikari is singing a sukkah, waving the Lulav Ezra. Pesach, the Agada, etc.
Whatever we have in the mirror, on the windows here.
Right, it seems in all these other Yom Tovim, there's a focal point on a celebration of some sorts. It seems like the celebration of that some sort on Purim is the Megillah. So how does that turn into the Hallel part? I'm saying in all the other places you also have a Hallel added. So why wasn't Hallel added as well as the...
So again, why are you mixing Derises and Derabbanans? That's A, right? B is, I understand, that's the focal point? The Shach Manos isn't the focal point? The Suda is not the focal point? The Matan Slav Yonim is not the focal point? The riding into shul on a llama dressed as Santa Claus, that's not the focal point. Right? The grogger? I don't know. So we have issues here, right? On the one hand, we have the Rambam. The Rambam's very helpful. He picks the right answer. He says that the Purim issue doesn't exist. However, the Rambam does sound a little bit like when the Chacham were misaking, they were misaking these days, and that was it. The Ben Yehoyada, it's a parish of the Ben Ish Chai on the Gemara, quotes the Bote Kohuna. Hikshav, my kashere, haro, halacha, ravachas, vishos, neviim, tiknush, you omrim, osa, al kol perif, al kol tzara, shol, tavo, aleim. So he says, so this quote has an opinion, ad kashere, al hod, roshim, and titchire, had neviim, mehach, kro, the kol tzara, the ro, ikdish, ro, ikri, moe, akan, roshonav, nearly, the Ben Ishchai raises the possibility that, in fact, when the Chachamim made a takana, they said, we're now going to make a takana that when there's going to be Geula, that meant that they were going to do it on Chanukah. That this is the limited. That at the time of Hanukkah, the Nevi'im, whatever they were, sat down at that point, and they said, okay, now we're going to do it. But this is not a possibility going forward. So right now, as it stands, we have two problems. Problem number one is, how do we read the Gemara that says, when we have a Geula, we say Hallel? Do we say that that's explaining why they made the Hallels the way they did, but it's not a rule going forward? Rashi says, no, it's a rule going forward, right? Because if you remember Rashi, in number 3, he said, like Hanukkah, whenever it happens, we're going to add it. And according to that, we can add at this point, as opposed to the second reading, which is arguably the reading of the Rambam, it says, no, there never was an open door policy that you can add Hallels. Even if you tell me you can add Hallels, it's a question of, well, what are the rules? Is the rule that it's any type of Geula, and Chanukah was fine, and Purim would have been fine were it not for the fact that they decided for whatever reason to do it a different way? or no, that there's a rule that has to be a complete geula. And that's why Chanukah, yes, and that's why Purim, no, and that's why arguably, for sure, according to the Chasam Sofer's reading, we don't have it. So again, those are the two issues that one would have with saying Halal on Yom HaAtzmaut. One is, could be you can't add Halals at all. And two, even if you could add Halals, you can only add Halals in the case where there is a complete Geula. The Minchas Yitzchak Dayan Vais. Dayan Vais was the Rav in Manchester for many years. Then he made Aliyah and became head of the Eidah Charedus. Dayan Vais was called many things in his life. Zionist was not one of them. And he goes here, and he has a tshuva. Well, and over the following weeks, we might revisit it. But he raises one more issue, which I think is a fair issue that we have to consider. We mentioned many miracles tonight. We mentioned Kriyas Yamsuf. We mentioned Sancheiriv. Right there, right? We didn't mention, but they talk about Devora and Sisera. These were great, miraculous victories. He wants to know, so tell me, why is it we don't say Hal Halal every year on the anniversary of Kriyas Yamsuf? Why don't we say on the day of, on the anniversary of Sancheiriv? Why don't we say on the anniversary of Barak and Sisera? Where?
They all just died. As opposed to a 6-day war where tons of people on our side died.
Right, and even more so in the Milchamas HaShachror. We lost many, many. As a percentage of our population, it was awful. So the Minchas Yitzchak brings that as a proof that you don't add halals, because we never added a halal before at a miracle. Right, so again, obviously he's not happy with this idea that it's a miracle. Right, we're going to let that one slide for the time being. Right, I'm willing to say I'll assume that it's a miracle. I'll assume that Yom Yerushalayim is, I think we're comfortable in saying that. He's less comfortable. But it's a reasonable question. So why didn't they add Hallows previously? Now, he himself points out that there's a good question against him. So why did they do it on Hanukkah? Why would they have done it on Purim? So that's interesting. So I give you, can take a look at the last two paragraphs. He says, last three paragraphs we'll start with. Avar adayin kehu gufa kasha. I admit there's a question. Maishna Purim Chanukah mikol anisim. Why did they add there? So he quotes a marsha that says that there was a remez in the Chumash that they found that they should make a halal here. And then they said also, when it came, just like Esher Omar, Gam B'chanak, the Yesh Kal V'chom, Me'avdus L'cheiris, Tav Shem Hu Gzeiro, Rak Hachno, Ha'avdus Avaris Ha'adas. He said, and then Chanukah, they figured, if we're going to say Halal for Chanukah, right there, where they weren't going to kill us, Kal V'chom, where we're going to be killed, they'll do it on Purim. So he admits it's not the best answer. Okay. So that's where we stand. So right now we will continue this next week, but right now we're discussing halal, and we have to deal with issues. One issue is, can you do it at all? That's a machlokes rishonim. So there's a yes and there's a no. And if so, why didn't they do it on Purim? So again, that's a machlokes rishonim, which is a machlokes, how do we paskin in the Gemara? Is it because the Megillah is the halal? Or is it because, no, there wasn't a complete geula? And that, of course, plays out both on, if you find yourself on Purim without a Megillah, the case you had never thought of before, and also in the Yom HaAtzmaut, it will also, and Yom HaShoah will play out as well. Okay?